Hey everybody, Matthew Leary here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing some teachings on yielding to the Lord. And we've been learning how to live our lives in a yielded state to the Lord. And we've been seeing some benefits that come from yielding to Him. Now, friend, another big reason why you should want to live your life yielding to the Lord is because people who yield to the Lord will get His help. I want to say that to you again. People who yield to the Lord will get God's help. You know, in James chapter 4, verse 6, it says this, "But God gives more grace. Wherefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, this verse is telling us that God gives grace to the humble. Now, the word humble there means to be low, or you could say to be under someone's authority, to be submitted, or to be yielded. And these that are submitted to the Lord, these that are yielded to the Lord, they get the grace. Now, grace, one definition of the word grace that we get from the Scripture, simply means to help. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." And so grace, when God gives you grace, He's giving you help. Well, who gets the grace? Who gets the help? The Scripture said that God gives grace to the humble. God gives grace to those that are yielded to Him, to those that are submitted to Him, to those that are in agreement with Him. These are the ones that are going to get the grace. These are the ones that are going to get the help. And in fact, you can hear it in that verse. In verse 6, he says, "But God gives more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God." And so, why submit? Because the ones that submit, the ones that yield, are the ones that are going to get the grace, the ones that are going to get the help. Now, friend, if you resist God and you don't yield, then you're going to get resisted. What did that verse say? It said, God resists the proud. Well, to resist, to not yield, is an act of pride. It's to exalt yourself above the Lord. What? You're not going to yield to Him. Why? Because you're above Him. You know better. And this is an act of pride to resist the Lord. And friend, if you resist the Lord, if you don't yield, then you're not going to get the grace. You're not going to get the help. And this is why so many Christians are struggling so much. They're not getting much help from the Lord, because they're living in a state of resistance to Him. And friend, if you, in pride, if you resist the Lord and you don't yield because you're going to do what you want to do and you're going to say what you want to say and you're going to believe what you want to believe, if you live in that state of resistance, then you're not going to get the grace. You're not going to get His help. And friend, without God's grace and help, even being a Christian, you will struggle greatly in this life. Come on, this is a big reason why you and I want to live yielding to the Lord, because those that yield to Him will get His help. God's grace and God's help is found in our yielding. It's when we yield to Him that we experience His grace and His help in our lives. If we get into a position of resistance, we're not going to get His help and we're going to struggle. And so no matter what situations in your life that you're facing today, it's when you yield to the Lord in regards to those situations, that's when you're going to get the help. And so you want to go to the Lord and you want to say, Lord, what do you say about this? What would you have me to do about this? And then when you find out what God says, that's what I say. That's what I do. And this is how you're going to access His help in these situations. Lord, what do you say about this situation? What do you want me to do about this situation? And when you find out what He says, you believe what He says, you say what He says, you do what He tells you to do, and this state of yielding, this is how you're going to get God's help in your life. And friend, you need to know this about the Lord. The Lord wants to help you. Our God, the God we serve, He is a God who helps. You know, Psalm 33:20 says this, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help. Psalm 46:1 says that He's a very present help in trouble. Hosea 13:9, the Lord said this, Israel, you have destroyed yourself. Now, how did they destroy themselves? They got into a place of pride and resistance and not yielding to the Lord. And when that happens, He's not able to help you. He went on to say in the rest of that verse, but in me is your help. Come on, God's help, friend, is one of the most amazing things that we could ever talk about. It's when you and I are inadequate and we don't know what to do and we're struggling and we aren't making progress, but then God helps us and all of that other stuff dissipates and we struggle no more. His help is one of the most amazing things that we can talk about. You know, you might be struggling as a parent today. You might be struggling in your marriage today. You might be struggling financially today. Friend, when God helps you, all of that dissipates and you struggle no more. And this is one of the big reasons why we should be so interested in getting into a position where we are yielding to Him, because He gives the grace and He gives the help to the humble, to the yielding. And friend, the more yielded you are to the Lord, the greater degree of His help you will experience in your life. You know, in Mark chapter 6, when Jesus came to His hometown, God wanted to help those people. But when Jesus got there, they were completely resistant to Him. They didn't yield to Him, and so they missed out on the help. But the more yielded you and I are, the greater degree of God's help we will experience in our lives. You know, Jesus went to a lot of other places around His hometown, and a lot of those people got a great degree of help. Why? Because when He went to those other places, they yielded to Him. And friend, the ones that yield to Him are going to get the help. And the more yielded you and I are, the greater degree of His help we'll experience in our lives. You know, in Matthew 23, verse 37, in the easy to read, it says this, the Lord Jesus said, you kill the prophets. You stone to death those God has sent you. Many times I wanted to help your people. I wanted to gather them together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you did not let me. Come on, what's going on here? God is saying, I wanted to help you. I wanted to give you grace. I wanted to be a help to you, but you wouldn't yield to me. And because you wouldn't yield to me, I wasn't able to help you. And friend, this is the reality for so many walking the earth, Christians and non-Christians. God wants to help people. God wants to be a help to people. But for so many, they aren't yielding to Him. And so God can't help them the way He wants to help them. Come on, friend, did you hear that? God wants to help people. But these that won't yield to Him, these that won't pay attention to Him, these that are resistant to Him, He can't help them the way He wants to help them. But the more that you and I yield, the more that we live in this yielded state to the Lord, the greater degree of help we will experience in our lives. You know, friend, God is not helping everybody equally. He wants to help everybody, and help is available to everybody equally, but He is not helping everybody equally. Some walking the earth are receiving more of His help than others because they are more yielded to Him than others are. And friend, I don't know about you, but I want a great degree of God's help in my life. And so I'm determined, and I know you are too, I'm determined to live more yielded to Him every day of my life so that I can experience a greater degree of His help in my life. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, one of the big reasons that you and I want to live our lives in a yielded state to the Lord is because it's the yielded ones that get the help. Number two, God is a God who helps, and God helping us is one of the most amazing things we could ever experience in our lives. And number three, the more yielded you are to God, the greater degree of His help you will experience in your life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we so desire Your grace and Your help in our lives in a great degree. And so, Lord, we're asking You to show us how to yield to You more so that we can experience more of Your grace and more of Your help in our lives. And Lord, we do thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. And don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to close out this teaching talking about being yielded to the Lord. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, I just want to take a second to invite you to North Smoke Church on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. My wife Amber and I launched the church in January of 2020. And we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services. Now, if you come to one of our services, you will experience the presence of God. You will be fed the Word of God, and you will be around people of faith who love the Lord. You know, North Smoke Church is a great place to go to church, and you will like coming to church here. And so we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services, and we hope to see you soon.